my car's the Corvette that's in the bay out there. It's a blue Corvette.
All right. I'm here with Peter. Today is May 31st, and it is 12:15 in the afternoon. All right, Peter, why don't you tell me what you saw, what you heard?
I had just come out of the... I went in the store to use the bathroom. Uh-huh. And this was about 20 past 8, in that area there, I guess. Between quarter past 8 and 8:30. And I used the bathroom, and I came out. And as I was leaving, that big guy with a red shirt, he passed by me, and I'll tell you why after that's a little bit relevant, I guess. We passed each other, and I went out, and I had the guy ring the buzzer to let me out, and I was going to talk to the guy. He was getting the oil out of the, he was in the pit, you know, and I was just making sure he was doing everything all right, you know, which is a good idea to watch these guys a little bit when they're working on your car. But he was down in the pit, I couldn't watch him, so I walked, just took a few steps from here to the end of those lines. And I was out in the parking lot, and say I'm over there, I don't mean to walk over.
That's okay.
It's maybe 25 feet in, out into the parking lot, beyond the bays. Like, say, my car's here, and I was out, like, over there, you know? And I was standing there, I heard the sirens, the police car. And to me, it sounded just like somebody's getting stopped for a ticket.
Right.
But then the guy in the white pickup... He come, took a, then I started to realize it was more than that. He was trying to get away, and he come flying up the ramp, the into the, whatever you call it, into the upgrade, and onto the parking lot, and fly, and to the back of the building, and there was a police car, a mock car, chasing him. And then, and they went, and right behind him was an unmarked car, and that cop got out with a gun and told us to, everybody get out of the, get away from the building and everything. And then another one of you guys unmarked got out with another gun, and then we realized this is some serious, so they ordered all the workers in the bays and the manager and everybody to come out, and now this guy with kind of a big gut and bald, he had a red shirt, and he, the guy passed in the store, and he said, I heard gunshots in the store. And over one of the radios already, one of your radios, the manager heard gunshots and everything. So we all got across the street, and that's pretty much what I saw, you know. I just saw this guy in the car.
Did you actually see the car that the officers were chasing? Following?
Yeah, that little truck.
What color was the truck?
He looked to me like he was...
What color was the truck?
White. Like a little... almost like that black one right there. See that black one parked?
Right.
That
small.
That size, yeah. Like a Toyota or something, but I didn't really focus on it that much.
Describe the guy that you saw coming down that
He looked to me now, is it was quick, but he looked to me maybe 35, black hair, and I think a mustache. But like I say, this was quick.
And what was he wearing?
I didn't see it. I couldn't say what he was wearing. Or I just saw a head. And it did look like in the, I do remember seeing in the back of the truck, there was like buckets that looked like maybe that you would put paint in or glue or those buckets like tar comes in. I just saw a few of them in the truck.
Okay. Where did that guy go after he got out of his truck?
I didn't see him get out of the truck. He just
stayed in the truck.
He just flew, they just flew past me.
Okay.
And I guess what happened, he must have went to the back of the building, took a right, and then took another right and then entered the store from the front, because I asked the manager, he said there's only one way you can get in the store, the automotive or the front.
Do you think that could have been one of our undercover officers or one of our officers that was in that white truck also? Do you see any red lights or any sirens coming off that truck?
What do you mean, the white truck?
Yeah.
Oh no, this was somebody trying to get away. This was not a police officer.
Okay.
Not some, I mean,
do you know the guy,
they were after
can
him.
Can you describe the guy that was in the truck at all?
Yeah, that's what I said. He had
the black hair.
Looked to me black hair,
35.
Black hair, mustache. Not too old, not too young. You know, maybe I'm almost 50. I don't know. He seemed like he was younger than me.
And you weren't able to see where he went because he ran across the street.
No. He went to the back. He went in the back. He drove to the back of the store. That's the only place he could go. because you can't enter the store from there. He had to drive to the back and take a right and come out to the front of the parking lot.
You think that's what he did? And went around the back, came back around the front?
Yeah, he had to, because the manager said that's the only way he could have got into the store.
Okay.
There's no other entrance. There's only two entrances. It's the front or the automotive section.
Right. So you never actually saw him get hurt?
No. All I saw was him.
He drove along the back end.
All I saw was that chase that started.
And then he just
came down the street from that way, and he pulled up into the ramp, and you guys were on him. But a couple of your officers stopped at the automotive section, I guess,
right,
to secure the back, I guess, and ordered us out of there. Get out of there. You know what I mean? And then somebody said gunshots were fired, and then the fat guy came out and said, I heard a couple of gunshots. Then we really got across. Then we knew how serious this was, you know?
Okay.
That's pretty much it, though.
All right. Anything else? Good to go?
No, that's it, really.
Okay.
You
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're welcome.
All right.
Yeah.